At Arizona State University, we offer a wide variety of degree programs online to match all kinds of interests and career aspirations. Programs that are taught by the same notable faculty who teach on campus and designed using innovative technology to improve learning outcomes and equip you for post-graduation success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates indicated they were promoted at work or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Find your program at asuonline.asu.edu.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Owen McNutt, right? He's a man who on social media brings us insights into abandoned places in Ireland that I definitely did not know about. And he joins us now to tell us more about it. Owen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. And I love your social media. I love your content, man. It's so, so interesting. So talk to me about, well, first of all, we should explain to everyone, A, what your handles are on the various social media so they can go and look at you, but B, then, how the hell you got into this. So what are your handles first?
So it's Owen McNutt, O-W-E-N, McNutt.
Tell everyone what you do, because it's so brilliantly weird.
To put it simple, I explore abandoned buildings, but the part of it that I enjoy is, you know, documenting the history or else getting creative shots or just having fun with the place, you know.
So abandoned buildings, there are so many abandoned buildings on this island that I just didn't realise. And some of them are incredible. Like, there's one that, is it the courts in Crumlin? Crumlin Road Courthouse is honestly one of the most spectacular looking buildings I've seen, except it's completely ruined.
It's completely ruined. It was sold for £1. They were going to make it into a hotel. There were so many plans for it, and it's just sitting the way it is now.
Okay, so what you do is, and this is another question I want to ask you, I don't know how you get access to these places. Are you supposed to be in there or not? But you seem to find your way into places that are boarded up, abandoned, just been left to sit there and rot, and you just bring us this view inside these places. Some of them are just, I mean, terrifying, but also eye-openingly fascinating.
Some of them are scary. Some of them are would take your breath away.
So talk to me then about somewhere like the Crumlin Road Courthouse. Like, are you allowed in there, or do you just kind of figure out how to get in?
So for that one, obviously, you can see it's been burnt down like a million times. Like, it's not hard to get in there. It's completely just, you can walk in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other places, you might have to reach out to the owner or the council or neighbours just to see who owns it and try to get permission to go in. Like, if it's completely boarded, I'm not going to break in. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Yeah, of course. But if there's like an unboarded window or door and you can literally walk in off the street, you're well able to do it.
Yeah.
And where did the fascination come from for these buildings, Owen?
My dad used to take me around some like factories and stuff that he would have worked at when he was a teenager, when I was a kid. And it kind of just followed me through life. I got into history and I got into everything Ireland. I got into photography, videography, and this kind of just tied everything in together.
Some of the things you found, right? So there's so many castles and mansions and manors that are just left sitting there. They're fascinating. Uh-huh. But the asylums that you've gone into are just so terrifying. What's it feel like when you're wandering through there?
So some of them actually, like, I don't mind. There were some of them I was in there like well after dark and I just stayed, you know, to finish looking around the place. And there was other ones that you just feel uneasy in.
Right.
But they all have like really rough history. Like, they're not nice places to be.
And was there a mansion that your dog wouldn't stay in?
Yes. So that is actually one quite close to my home. It's the only place ever that my dog, like, she kept running down the driveway multiple times and then it started to spook me. So I looked into that place a bit more and then, like, it's known in the local area for being cursed. Like, anyone that lives there had the worst luck. There was so many freak accidents, murders, crazy.
Obviously, like, in our minds, I suppose we're going back, when we go to abandoned buildings, we think of things built, you know, hundreds of years ago. That courthouse, you know, was presumably Victorian or whatever, and a lot of places are like that. But, like, you've also explored abandoned ghost estates from the 2010s.
Yeah. So Nama would have been like a big one. There's so many ghost estates that are just, or, you know, mica or pyrite blocks. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of factors that went into those.
And what are they like to explore versus some of the older places?
I definitely like the older places. Modern architecture just doesn't really appeal to me, but some of them are still exciting to document if it's like big sort of spaces like that.
And then places like hospitals and morgues and abandoned churches, are they the creepiest?
The morgues are definitely I don't like being in morgues.
But yes, you do it over and over again.
God, I will, yeah. Curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, content is king. I hear you. Have you plans for this? I mean, like, obviously it's growing. You've got huge numbers on TikTok and Instagram. But, like, you know, is it one of these things that you just love doing it as a pastime? Or is there a way of you turning it into a career or even monetizing it slightly?
I love doing it. I've been doing it on TikTok for a while, so that can sort of give you a wee bit of pocket money over there, but it's not much, honestly. I'm on YouTube as well. That would sort of be a better sort of income stream from it, but I'm not too pressured about money because I just love doing it.
Well, look, I'm going to certainly keep an eye on everything because I really find this stuff fascinating, and I'm very glad that you go in for me because I would absolutely not go down into any of these places. Particularly at one point, you went down into a grave, like an underground tomb, and I was just like, oh, please, God. Yeah, get out of the crypt, Owen. Get out of the crypt. Well, look, it's fascinating stuff. I hope a lot of people go and check it out. At Owen McNutt. That's O-W-E-N, McNutt. Go and check Owen out on Instagram and TikTok. You will not be disappointed, I promise you. And Owen, thanks for opening up our eyes to this fascinating world that is otherwise hidden.
You're very welcome.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.
At Arizona State University, we offer a variety of programs online designed and taught by a renowned faculty to empower your success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates stated they were promoted or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.